Then to read verses 79 to 82 from Surah Yunus. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ اُتُونِ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ And Pharaoh said, Bring me every knowledgeable sorcerer. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ So when the magicians came, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى Musa alayhi salam said to them, أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ Throw down what you are throwing. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ When they threw down, Musa alayhi salam said, What you have brought is magic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْتِلُهُ Allah will nullify it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُسْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Allah does not rectify the deeds of the mischief makers. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ And Allah establishes the truth with His words, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ Even if the sinners should hate it. And finally, verses 65 to 70 from Surah Taha. And these verses go like this, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا Musa said, But you throw down. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ Then behold their ropes and sticks, يُخَيَّلُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى It appeared to him from their magic as if they were writhing. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةَ مُوسَى So Musa felt fear in his heart. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ We said, Do not be afraid. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى Surely you will succeed. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ And throw down what is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا It will swallow what they have done. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ السَّاحِرِ What they have done is the trick of a magician. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى The magician can never be successful no matter where he comes from. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا The magicians were cast down in sajda. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى They said, We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa alayhimu salam. Then to read Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ and Surah Al-Kafirun. After you have read all these surahs, these extracts and these verses, then blow on the water. Drink 3 sips from that water and bathe with the rest, okay? So what you did was you took 7 leaves from the green low tree, you crushed them, and then you added enough water to the mixture. Then you read all these verses upon them. You take 3 sips from that water, it's pure water obviously, and then you bathe with the rest. You can repeat this 2 or 3 times if need be, and this measure has been specifically mentioned to reduce discord between a husband and his wife. Now, you might wonder why has this cure been mentioned specifically. Now, I mentioned earlier that magic afflicts the impure. So the purity, physical purity must be attained first by bathing the victim. Now, there's another dua that I'll write on the board at the end, but listen to it, and it's a very beautiful dua that we've been taught as protection against magic. أعوذ بوجه الله العظيم الذي ليس شيء أعظم منه وبكلمات الله التامة التي لا يجاوزهن برا ولا فاجر من شر ما خلق وذرأ وبرأ ومن شر ما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها ومن شر ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها ومن شر توارق الليل والنهار إلا طارق يطرق بخير يا رحمن The translation is as follows I seek refuge in the countenance of the majestic being Nothing is greater than him and the refuge of his effective words, beyond which neither can a pious man or an evil person can pass, from the evil of all that he created, of that which came into being from nothingness, and from the evil of all that descends from the sky and ascends towards it, and the evil of all that enters the earth and comes out of it, and the evil of all that comes in any part of the day or night, except if it comes with good, Ya Rahman, O Merciful One. So these were duas that we have been taught. Then we've been taught specific diets to protect ourselves against magic. Because I mentioned magic affects the body and the spirit. So one way to protect yourself against magic is to be physically and spiritually strong. Honey, as you know, shifa un linnas, is healing for all mankind. So include honey in your diet. And honey is pure. Then black caraway seeds, what we call kalonji. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it's a cure for everything except death. Because magic is a form of illness. So you can take 3 seeds or 7 seeds. Then even bathing in rainwater is considered effective against magic because rainwater is pure. Then to use olive oil, to eat it and to massage with it for it's from a blessed tree. Then we find that we're taught that whoever reads the first 4 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, then Ayatul Kursi and the last 2 verses, whoever reads them at night, Shaitan cannot enter his house that night and that day and nothing evil can harm his family. But the best cure is Quran, the best shifa. Now here I'd like to mention something important. Sometimes we become paranoid and we attribute everything to magic. I've had a fight with my husband, oh it's magic. My child's failed, oh it's magic. Remember, paranoia is totally discouraged in Islam. And if you spend your life wondering about who's doing magic on you and why they're doing magic on you and just having a nervous breakdown that someone's doing it to you, you will never be able to achieve anything constructive. You will have helped the magician attain his goal, which is to destroy you, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So one of the best cures is taking all these protective measures. Then have confidence and faith in Allah that nothing can harm you unless with the will of Allah. We find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us specific duas against depression. Depression is also a terrible mental disorder. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a specific dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-husn wal-ajzi wal-kasal wal-jubni wal-bukhl wa min ghalabati ad-din wa qahri ar-rijal. I seek your refuge from grief and anxiety, from jubni wal-bukhl, cowardice and stinginess, min al-ajzi wal-kasal, from weakness and laziness, wa min ghalabati ad-din wa qahri ar-rijal, from the overpowering of debt and the oppression of men. Because if we're going to spend our life just crying about the people, the enemies that we have, although we never did anything to them, then we will never be able to achieve anything. Depression paralyzes your mind. Fear paralyzes you. And we spend our lives just brooding. So the point is, time is precious. Time is running out. Don't spend it wasted just wondering who's doing magic to you and why they're doing magic to you and you never did anything to them. The point is, as long as you take these protective measures, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will himself protect you. Now I want you to read this verse one more time so you understand the reality of magic. And this is the most important point that needs to be brought out. Let's take a look at the verse one more time. The first thing we learn is the reality of magic. It exists. What is its status in Islam? It's kufr. It's disbelief. Okay? Anyone who learns it, practices it, does it, just reads up on it, this is kufr. We cannot do magic. We cannot learn magic. It's kufr. Alright, is everyone clear on that? The second point we learn, and this is very important, what is the power of magic? Because this is where many people get confused. And they start wondering, and their iman is influenced, and they start wondering, so if Allah is Rabbul Alameen, if Allah is influencing my destiny, how come Allah has granted supernatural powers to other people? So read the next part of the verse that we read. مَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They, that is the magicians, cannot harm anyone unless by the consent of Allah. Now if you're going to wonder why did Allah allow this to happen, then you may as well ask, wonder, why did Allah allow evil to exist? Why did Allah create Shaitan? Didn't Allah know what Shaitan was going to do? No, of course he knew. But that's the point of the test. This is the same thing. Murders happen. Terrible incidents happen. Terrible violations of human rights take place. And you wonder, why did Allah allow it to happen? It was a test. It was a test in which the victim will actually be vindicated on the day of judgment. The murderer will pay for his crime on the day of judgment. So those are physical crimes and these are mental crimes, right? The magician is playing with someone else's mind, playing with someone else's feelings, playing with someone else's temperament. He will pay for it, as we will read in this very verse. But the most important point you need to remember about magic is that they cannot harm anyone unless by the consent of Allah. Just as when a murder takes place, it's not that Allah wanted that murder to take place, but He allowed it to take place because this is the point of free will. There is good and there is evil. And the choice is mine. Which path will I take? Is everyone clear on that? This is the most important point of this verse. Don't let your iman be shaken. If God forbid any one of us is the object of magic, what happens is then you start doubting. Why isn't Allah helping me? Why is Allah allowing this to happen? Does that mean that the magician is more powerful now than Allah? It means nothing of the kind. All it means is that the magician chose a path of evil, but the magician can only harm you as long as Allah allows. This is why you will find, and I mentioned, the ways whereby we can increase our protection against that magician. Okay? مَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is the first important point to remember. This is the power of magic. Only as much as Allah allows, not beyond that. Like the magician cannot kill someone if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. Point number two. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَدُرُّهُمْ. The people who learn magic are learning that which harms them. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And it does not benefit them. It does not profit them. Now this seems like a paradox. Because what happens is when someone does magic, mostly he is successful. Sometimes people do magic on girls that they don't get married for many years, and it happens, but only as long as Allah allows or permits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that the magician might have adopted a measure, an evil measure, whereby he attains his short-term goals, but he has lost out, he has learned something which is harming him. Why? Because he's become evil. He's handed himself over to Shaitan. He's made a deal with the devil, whether he realizes it or not. And he is not just perjured and lost his hereafter, he's made his life a living hell as well. I mean, think of the sick deeds that they have to do to actually attain their heart's desire. Using blood, using foul impurities, writing the Quran backwards. I mean, these are sick, repugnant acts that no person of sanity would want to do. They're learning that which is going to harm them. It's going to destroy their soul. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا. Now this is a very important point. Next point. Point number 3. They know, they knew this. لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ, whoever buys it. In other words, whoever does magic. مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. No share in the hereafter for him. This is one of the unforgivable crimes, that Allah will not forgive them for this. Because it's one of the supreme violations against a human being's rights, that you're playing with his mind, that you're affecting his feelings. Point number 1 was, they can only harm you as long as Allah allows. Point number 2 was, it's destroying them in dunya. Point number 3 was, they have nothing in their akhirah. So the magician has lost dunya and he's lost akhirah. لَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Evil is that for which they sold their own souls. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. If they had believed. وَاتَّقَوْا. And been Allah conscious. لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. A reward from Allah would have been better. Now, why does the magician resort to magic? Okay, why do people do magic? To gain power, sometimes to take revenge, sometimes just to satisfy hatred, envy. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us a solution for envy. If you're envious of someone, ask Allah for that blessing. If you want power, ask it from Allah. If you're upset with someone, then pray to Allah. What the magician did was, he took the law into his own hands. And this is why Allah says, if only they had believed, if they'd had faith in Allah, that Allah will see them through. Instead of taking it into their own hands, that no one's taken my revenge and let me take revenge on her, let me destroy her daughter's chances of marriage or whatever it is. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. If they had believed in Allah. وَاتَّقَوْا. And been Allah conscious. Because to cause a fight between any two people is one of the greatest sins there is. It's one of the greatest acts of mischief there is, to cause a fight between two people, and especially a husband and his wife. Remember the hadith that I read out? It's one of the acts of the Satans. It's something that people do casually by repeating malicious comments made by the husband to the wife or vice versa and quoting them out of context. So the husband and the wife have a furious fight that blows up out of all proportion. This is one of the satanic acts, so be careful. If only they had believed and been Allah conscious, لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. A reward from Allah would have been better. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. Now, if only they knew, I want you to compare it to لَقَدْ عَلِمُوا. Look at the words. They knew that whoever buys magic, he will not have a share in the hereafter. But the verse ends, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. So what does this mean? Doesn't it seem to contradict each other? The point is, sometimes we know something is wrong. We know something is evil, but we don't face up to it. We just block it from our mind. No, I'm not doing it for this reason and this is my justification or whatever. We look at ourselves through rose-tinted spectacles. We come up with a beautiful title for sin. It's for a good cause or whatever. And Allah says, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. There is a difference between intellectual knowledge and knowledge that you act upon. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now, if anyone has any questions. Astrology and numerology are all forms of shirk. I just want to read out that hadith on an astrologer. One who goes to a fortune teller and asks him about anything, his salah will not be accepted from him for 40 days and nights. Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was afflicted by magic. What greater proof than this do we need? He was the most obedient of people. But the fact that it happened to him was Allah's way of showing us that it can happen to the best of people. These are the measures you take to protect yourself from it. And when he read those surahs, then that magic was removed from him. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, remember Allah as much as you can. In the Quran we've read, you can remember Allah standing, sitting, lying on your side. These are just shaitan's ways of making us confine our zikr. So how many of us are going to get the chance facing the Qibla, we're in a state of purity, and then we're going to read these verses? Don't confine the Quran. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw Aisha radiallahu anha with his sick girl, and he said, Ali jiha bi kitabillah, cure her with the book of Allah. And he used to encourage that if someone is ill, then you can read Surah Al-Fatiha and blow over them. Like before going to sleep, he himself would read Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Nas, blow in his hands, rub them all over his body. So there is a cure in the Quran itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us specific words, and these specific words will combat those words which might be coming at you. Magic is words, these du'as are words. It's about the power of words, bi-iznillah, by the consent of Allah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألق عصاك فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين وألقي السحرة ساجدين قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وقال فرعون ائتوني بكل ساحر عليم فلما جاء السحرة قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.